This is Master Griot Radio, channel 13 on your NBBTA internet radio dial. I'm Jacqueline Taylor Adams, and I am your host for this moment in time. It's time for purpose-driven words, shaping thoughts, building minds, true wealth, communities, and legacies.
If my words had wings, they'd fly to you each day.
Gentlemen, coming to you live, straight from the 215, it's my family and yours, kindred, the family, soul.
I won't compare what we got to what's going on over there.
Respect
to everybody we know. Always prepared to do the best we can. Try to help a fellow man.
Cause if you get it, if you get it, you got it.
Now I want you to move while you're listening. Listen to Kendrick, Family Soul. That's the team right there. I want you to move. We're moving our lymphatic system. So move. Don't just sit there. I want you to groove to the music.
We got our own rhythm. We groove. All my life I spend with you. Every day feels brand new.
And we let our light shine wherever we go. Give love and respect to everybody we know. Always prepared to do the best we can. Try to help a fellow man.
Everybody,
if you get it, you get it.
Cool, jazzed out. Nothing new under the sun, baby, camped out. Bright rays, soul blaze, the keys for most days. You see how this love pays. You get it, you got it. Tell a friend, tell a friend. Share the vibe from beginning to the end. Feel so real that the spirits can pretend. I pour straight, no chase.
And we let our light shine wherever we go. Give love and respect to everybody we know. Always prepared to do the best we can. Try to help a fellow man.
Cause if you get it,
good day, my soul purpose people. We just got finished listening to Kindred, the Family Souls track, Get It, Got It, from their album, Couples. So, A Couple of Friends. It's from their album entitled A Couple of Friends. And of course, it's available in all your digital outlets. It's available in stores if you want to buy it. And then, of course, what we definitely need you to do is add it to your playlist. That's how we support our artists. So if you're on Deezer, if you're on Spotify, if you're on Apple Music, Pandora, wherever, make sure you add Get It, Got It to your playlist from Kindred the Family Soul. Album A Couple of Friends, and that's a nice album. So you're going to find more than a couple of tracks that you're going to be feeling on that album. Alrighty, I'm Jacqueline Taylor Adams, and I am your host. Happy New Year's, happy 2018, and welcome to your lunchtime midday wellness groove. It's Soul Purpose Tuesdays, yes, and we're back here kicking off 2018. I want you to take a break. The purpose of this show is for you to take a break during your day to balance your mind, your body, your soul, and jam a little too while you're at it. Hey, it's time to walk in wellness and get healthy hooked. I want you to get hooked on healthy, right? Today, we kick off our first quarter with our lymph blitz. We're moving from stagnation to stimulation. As we commit to a lip licking, keep it moving nutrition-based regimen that supports a healthy lymphatic system. On our playlist today is Kindred the Family Soul, Chris Blue, India Irie, Intelligence, and Kimberly Nicole. You can follow this show and access all your recommendations at www.walkthenwellness.com. That's walkinwellness.com. Alrighty. So again, like I said, this is our first quarter and it's our lymph blitz. So as we are entering in a new year, let me just give everyone, for those of you who may not be used to us, we have an affirmation. The affirmation is, I am walking in wellness with soul purpose. I am walking in wellness with soul purpose. That is our affirmation. And then we have a discernment tool that we use as we move, as we walk in wellness. Is what you put on your skin, in your mouth, and allow in your spirit, is it life-giving or life-robbing? That's your discernment tool. So that allows you to just become more aware. Be more aware. You know, you can't change something that you don't even realize you have is a problem or anything. You can't change it. So one, we have to become aware of what we are ingesting in our bodies, what we're putting on our skins, and what we are allowing in our atmosphere around us. And once we become aware of what it is, then we can ask the question, is this life-giving or this life-robbing? If it's something that's taken away from me, it's time to change it, get rid of it. You know, and what can I replace that's uplifting? And then I start to ask the question, what do I need? So that's the purpose of the discernment tool, is for, that's what we want you to start wondering and looking and evaluating on a consistent basis. And this will allow you to live in wellness as we seek it. I know you're not all perfect. We're going to suggest a lot. We can't make every change and all. But there's a power of awareness, a power of knowledge. The information gives you a new view, a new way in which to view your life and to view your actions. And then it makes it easier to change when it makes more sense. Anything we can visualize, if we can visualize it, then we can speak it. And if we can speak it, we can manifest it. If you can't even visualize it, and sometimes that happens to us, we get so much information, it just becomes like, you know, Charlie Brown. You know, it's just noise. We're not visualizing it. We can't discern it. It's just a whole bunch of information. And sometimes that can really throw us into stagnation in more than one way. So that's the purpose of Soul Purpose Tuesday. And it's part of our I'm Walking in Wellness initiative. So in sharing that with you, I do want to let you know that we have a community initiative. So if you have a community-based organization, it's a faith-based, if you deal with the community and you reach out to community and you really would like to provide them with some wellness and how to be healthy with a consistent program, we have an 11-module program that meets once a month, and we help you design it so that it can be free to the community. So we work with you to help you ascertain sponsorship, you know, if you have your budget, whatever, you use it, but you offer it free to the community. And we work with you in various ways, and we really help teach. And so we learn everything from the body systems to we have, you know, various speakers come out and speak on different subjects. And of course, we teach about cooking because we love to eat. Us folks, is we love to eat. And I understand it's all about flavor. That's our lip licking. So we teach you how you can still have that good flavor, eat nice, eat tasty, eat well, but eat healthy. Eat so that it's feeding you, again, giving you life. It's giving life to your cells. It's helping your cells be able to be healthy and full so that they can absorb the nutrients and everything that's going out, and it can get rid of the toxins. That's the ultimate goal, is to feed the cells, to give them what they need so they can do what they were designed to do. So we have a full 11 module program. So you can reach out to me. I'm Jacqueline Taylor Adams. I am your wellness advocate, and I am the program director. So just give me a call at 877-552-7012. Just give me a call at 877-552-7012. Leave your name and number, a detailed message. I will definitely get back to you. You leave me your email, we'll follow up, and we will help design and structure a program for your organization. And for the other one else, we're just tuning in here to Soul Purpose Tuesday, but we could basically follow the same structure. So I want you to do well, and I want you to be well. So it's Happy New Year's, everyone. Now, what I'm not going to ask you is, what are your New Year's resolutions? Because no, what's the point? We get into these resolutions, we make them up once a year and all. It's really not about a momentary resolution and this and that. It's just about that consistent chug, the consistent journey, the consistent walk. Sometimes we do well, we fall off, we get back on. But it's really, if you don't have a vision for where you want to end up, where you want to go, you're wandering all over the place. You're just going in circles. It's all over. It's about having a vision for where you want to be, a goal, a really determined goal for where you want to be, how you see yourself. It's not like a goal like, I want to lose weight. You know, what's the point of losing weight? Do you want to lose weight because you want to look like other people? You want to be thin? I mean, is it an issue of health? Are you even unhealthy? You may be at a weight and not be unhealthy. Is health your goal? Is it your looks that's your goal? And then why do you want that look? What is that going to do for you? You may feel good at the moment, and so now you feel better. What are you going to do? You know, really, what is your end goal? I want you to start thinking about goals and all that. Will shape, just like our discernment tool. You know, these your goals, they become frameworks for what you do, and they shape and they help you choose your actions. And to see sometimes when you're veering off course, you know what? Okay, wait, this is the goal. This is what I'm doing. Is this at all helping me to get where I'm working to go? If it's not, then it's something I need to get rid of. If it is, then okay. It just sometimes can be a little harder. Sometimes just life happens, things get thrown in. And it's not necessarily for us to give up, but you need something to be able to guide you. So more than what I want to ask you about, what's your resolution? What is your theme for the year? What is your framework? What's shaping your year? What's going to shape your actions this year? You know, we always want to know what the ultimate goal. I want to be happy and all of this. These are things, and those are automatic choices of, you can stop right where you are in whatever predicament you're in, and you can choose to be happy. You can smile and choose to be happy in that moment. But you know, what are your goals, the things you're looking to do, what is going to shape you? My theme for the year is grounded in action. 2018 in Asian calendar and all, 2018 is year of the, oh my gosh, it's a year of the horse. Oh boy, not year of the horse. It's year of the dog. It's year of the dog. And it's about action. So the dog represents the earth. So the groundedness, being grounded. So for me, I took that grounded in action. I know action is all about it. It's for me to do. I had the ideas. I've written them down. I've done all these other things. And now it's time for me to manifest. And my action is specifically directed around my intellectual property. That is my focus, manifesting my intellectual property. But to consistently be in action. Not just talking. Not just. It's in action. I mean, I'm repurposing content this year. I'm not even tempting to come up with a whole bunch of new things. There's a lot of things I already have, but it's moving on action on what's already there instead of things just sitting, being sedentary. So that's my theme for the year, grounded in action. So what's your theme? What's your plan, strategy? Once you come up with your themes and the outcomes that you desire, now it's time for you to take the time during this first quarter to develop a plan and strategy that's going to support the outcomes that you desire. And one thing I always suggest in that is to leverage your existing resources. To be honest, everything that we will ever need, God has already provided for us. It has already been provided. It's just waiting for us to acknowledge it, to see it, to use it. And you will see that as you change your framework, as you grow, as you expand, as your vision expand, you will see more things, and you're going to you'll be surprised at how much things that you see that are already there and around you, and your ability to start attracting what it is that you need. You'll be surprised. So, yeah. And then also seek the least path of resistance. I mean, now sometimes resistance happens. Like, I had everything planned out. This show was supposed to happen over a week ago. And everything that could go wrong has went wrong. Not everything, because there could probably be a whole lot more that could go wrong. But I've just been blocked from this action for, you know, just since the year started. But it's okay. Because this means war. I'm going for it. I know what God has for me is for me. I'm moving forward. It may not come at the time I thought it was going to come, but it's here. The show is here. I have a phenomenal blog that you can go to walkinwellness.com. I'll give a blog post so you can just follow it up and you can really work at this lymphatic system. I have another post on a lymphatic, but there's a link that gives you more detail. Because I don't want to go into everything about the lymphatic system, but we do have a post that gives you more detail about it. And so it's about being persistent. So there's resistance, but then there are paths or more. Look how much time and energy it takes you to do certain things. And, you know, this is a lesson I'm just sharing lessons learned. That's really what I'm sharing. Because I really like to help everybody and I want to help everybody. But I started realizing, you know, I keep taking myself, out of my purpose in order to help someone. And so now what happens is because it's taking me so far away and I'm not really helping them, I'm doing them a disservice. And I've done myself 50 times more disservice. And it's making it a lot harder to get to my goal because I keep veering off path. Now, I make him get there. They make him refer and all. Like, some people, people try to tell me all the time or something. Oh, well, if you do this and that, and if you do this and that, and then you'll be able to see how you can still do the other things that you want. And I'm like, but no, I don't have to do all of those things that you want. That's not getting me any closer to what I need. I can eventually get there while I'm giving you what you need, but I'm not getting what I need. Or I can just not do what you need and just go straight to doing what I need. And that's my least path of resistance. While it may benefit you, but I have to be honest, what am I going to gain? So just sometimes asking yourself those questions and all. And then asking for what you need. I need a mentor. And I've been saying that and I haven't got, you know, some necessarily a direct one-on-one mentor, but people that I've even followed online they are really giving me valuable information. I felt like, oh my gosh. I mean, in like areas I just would have never thought I could find one person to address just like what I thought was such a unique area. I'm like, boom. They did it. All the questions to the point. Boom. So now, you know, I'm following them. And that's just that. That's just my advice for the year. So, enough of this New Year's talk. So we talked all about that. Now, I do have a warning for you. This is a to-do show. I want you to do. Because it means nothing if we just sit up here and talk. It's all about what you do. What are you going to implement? So in that, this is the new format. So I wasn't able to do my direct live like I'm used to. And I love to do this midday. And I know many of you are at work or whatnot. So you can't necessarily call in and talk and all because it is your midday. But that's okay. I want you to come and comment. I want you to share with me what about this has, you know, illuminated with you. What can you implement? What do you feel is relevant? What do you want to implement? What do you want to do? After listening to this show, just give me one thing that you will do after listening to this show. So let me know what that is. Because this format we have here is, we want it to be memorable. We want it to be useful and fun. We are here to share nutrition-based wellness strategies and information in a compelling way with the core belief that being well is equal to being balanced mind, body, and soul. Our foundation, our goal is a soul purpose lifestyle. And that's meant two different ways. Soul purpose. Yes, we want to be purpose from our soul. From our guided soul that guides us. Yes. You know, we are all here for a reason and given a purpose. And we need to be always searching, looking for that purpose, understanding it, and working on manifesting it. Soul purpose. At the same time as well, I tell you all of these things. I want to provide you with tools. And one of the tools that I use is Soul Purpose Lifestyle Company. Phenomenal, just phenomenal, phenomenal products and owned by a black woman, Nadine Thompson. And I love her. I love her. And I love what she creates. I love what she does as a businesswoman. You know, I know a lot of people fan and geek out over celebrities. I geek out over business people. I love business so much. You know, Tyra Banks, and not because she's a model, but she's a phenomenal businesswoman. Oprah, not because she has a show, her business acumen, you know, oh my gosh, you know, if a man does not have to be super sexy, but if he has a great mind and business acumen, and I tell you, that gets me going. So those people, like, I geek out over. So and Nadine is one of them. I just, the thing she has, she's able to do, and she takes it so grass level, community base, and it makes it so real and relevant. So in that alone, I feel you should support Soul Purpose. If nothing else, you should buy a product, experience it. The last thing it's ever going to do is hurt you, but just in support of that. And when I say it, she's not just she has done great. I know you see a lot of these lines out with black people owning all of these various lines, you know, outside of Carol's daughter, she has done some groundbreaking work. She, you know, really the bringing it to the direct sales industry, black owned woman product. And it's such high quality. Like, there are various different products and all, and everybody got these nice products and they're all natural, but all things still aren't equal. What carrier oils are you using? All of these things make a difference. You know, are you using any perfume and alcohol? Are you using any alcohol? What is your cut? What percentage of your cut of alcohol to your pure essential oil? All of these makes a difference in quality. And Nadine provides us with spa quality. It's spa quality. And I like top quality. I know top quality. And she provides us that at very affordable prices. It's like going to the body shop, but you're getting what you would spend. You're getting the quality of products you get at the spa. and you know, you've been to the spa, you know, their retail is not cheap. And so that is why I love Soul Purpose so much. It gives me a high quality product for a very affordable price. It's not cheap. No, it's not cheap. And cheap is a whole nother relative thing. Sometimes things are cost less, but they don't last. What damage or good are they doing? And what's the cost? Sometimes it's like, when, especially when it comes to clothes, what's the cost of upkeep? You know, you can buy cheaper clothes that has to be dry cleaned. And so what good are cheaper clothes that always have to be dry cleaned? In the end, what's your cost of upkeep is so much more. You may spend more up front, but it's a natural fabric. It washes well. It wears well. Why don't you wash it? It will last you forever. It doesn't. You don't get holes in it. So, you know, all of what's cheap and all is relative. So when I say top quality, I mean quality. And when it comes to skincare, skin is our largest organism. We need to be very cognizant of how we're using it. It's porous. What we put on our skin seeps down inside of our skin into our tissues and will eventually go into the bloodstream. Start reading your labels. Is that what you want to happen with all of those ingredients? So those are the things that we talk about, think about, and that's part of that Soul Purpose lifestyle, is, you know, finding that high quality thing, items that nourish our skin, nourish our body, as well as experiences that nourish our soul and our mind. What are we feeding it? So, because we're impacted, whether you like it or not, we are impacted by what we hear. Again, what is what you put in your mouth, on your skin, or allow in your spirit? Life-giving or life-robbing? Now we're on to the lymphatic system. But before we hit the lymphatic system, we've been talking about I am this, I am, and I am walking in wellness is our affirmation. So we're going to go to a little I am and affirm a little bit with India Irie. I am light, from her album Song for a Station. As we listen here to India Irie, I want you to take this moment to breathe. I want you to take air in by pushing your stomach out. When you push your stomach out and take air in, it opens up the esophagus and your lungs fill up with air. Then I want you to push that stomach back in, open up your mouth, and let the air out. Again, and let the air out. Just breathe.
I am light. I am light. I am light. I am light. I am not the things my family did. I am not the voices in my head. I am not the pieces of the brokenness inside. I am light. I am light. I am light. I am light. Mistakes that I have made, or any of the things that caused me pain. I am not the pieces of the dream I left behind. I am light. I am light. I am. Thank you.
All righty, we just got finished listening to I Am Light by India Irie from her album Song for Sage.
Sometimes I get a good feeling, yeah. I get a feeling that I never, 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 never had before, no, no. And I wanna tell you right now that
We just got finished listening to Kimberly Nicole, Something's Got a Hold on Me, her voice performance from The Voice. And I just wanted to put that on. So we had did our meditative I Am Light, and where I wanted you to breathe, even breathing, the breathing that I was teaching you, breathing exercises. And on the, when you go over to walkandwellness.com, you'll see the blog post for this show. There will be, I have a YouTube mix, an exercise mix for you for some different ways that you can move all types of different exercises. So it includes breathing exercises as well as, say, a rebounder is really great for the lymphatic system. So rebounder exercises and just all different type of ways you can move. We also are going to post, other than the songs you listen to here, we're going to post a playlist from Spotify. So please follow the playlist on Spotify. Add this music, add these artists' music to your playlist and share them. Share them, share them. Follow the playlist, share it, but also add artists' music to the playlist. And these playlists will all be open, so you can always add songs to them. So we can just create our own playlist. So whatever you feel will really bump it up, make it good. But we always want to be supporting our artists. And this is the way. Streaming is so important. So since streaming is so important, the playlist is everything. So we want to make sure our artists get on as many playlists as they can. The concept of a starving artist is just unacceptable, because they are the storytellers and the keeper of our culture. If we don't know our story if we don't own our story? How can we control the stories and legacies that are being told and left about us? That is why I feel it's so important to support artists, and I incorporate artists in everything that I do. So, now do understand in the I am, whatever follows I am in thought or speech will surely follow you. So what is your I am self-talk? You know, I am light. That's what is so important about that song. Me, I'm walking in wellness, and I ask that you please walk with me. And that's the affirmation. So please, you know, take a moment. Let's affirm that I'm walking in wellness with soul purpose. And it's really great to write it down. Take a moment, write it out. I want you to speak it, and then I want you to review it in your mind and speech throughout the day, throughout the week. So just think, I'm walking in wellness with soul purpose. Write it, speak it, and then journal on an affirmation and see what unfolds for you. So, at this time... Yes, bell ring, bell rings. It's prize time, prize time. Now, the first three people to comment, that means you got to come over to walkinwellness.com and click on to the Soul Purpose First Quarter Length Blitz. You got to, you know, click onto their blog post, and you can't help but see it. It's right up there. And you need to comment. Comment on the blog. Well, you know, whatever you say, whatever's, but I want you to comment on your I am. And what you, the first three people to comment, they're going to win a 2-year inspirational planner, checkbook planner. So you get to win a really nice 2-year planner. And I have the picture of the planners that's available. The picture's up there. You get the opportunity to win. Just be one of the first three people to comment. Now, you can comment if you're at Spreaker Radio. If you comment there, that's fine. If you comment at Walking Wellness, and or if you find everything and you're over at Master Griot Radio. Doesn't matter where. Just be among the first three people to comment, and everything's time stamped. So we'll find that the first three people to comment will get a 2-year 2018-2019 inspirational checkbook planner. Yay! Now, the blitz is basically, we're talking about first quarter. We just want to focus on the lymphatic system. That's the blitz. We're focusing in on a lymphatic system for the first quarter. So that's January, February, and March. All through that, we're focusing on it. The lymphatic system is so expansive. Now, also, when you go over to Walk in Wellness, I have a post that's just about the details of the lymphatic system. So you can go there and study the whole system. I have images so you can look at it, see where, how the lymphatic system is totally intertwined with the entire body. And the reason why I'm starting with the lymphatic system is because it's so intertwined, and because it is so pertinent in issues that impact a lot of our community, which is high blood pressure. The high blood pressure impacts so many other things. The high blood pressure can impact heart issues with the diabetes. A lot of things is intertwined. And we understand what the lymphatic system is and how to support it and make it healthy. It would really help dissipate a lot of other things that are going on. So that is why I want to spend a whole quarter on the lymphatic system. So the lymphatic system is actually part of the circulatory system. It's comprised of a network of conduits called lymphatic vessels that carry a clear fluid called lymph directionally towards the heart. The lymphatic system is not a closed system. Now, the circulatory system processes an average of 20 liters of blood per day through capillary filtration, which removes plasma while leaving the blood cells. Roughly 17 liters of the filter plasma actually gets reabsorbed directly into the blood vessels, while the remaining 3 liters are left behind in the interstitial fluid. The primary function of the lymph system is to provide an accessory route for these 3 excess liters per day to get returned to the blood. Lymph is essentially recycled blood plasma that is protein poor. So you can start to see how the lymphatic and circulatory system are intertwined. And on here, you'll be able to see, got a picture of where the whole lymphatic system and how it's throughout our body. Now, there are key areas where lymph nodes resides, which is around our tonsils, under our armpits. And what's so important about understanding under the armpits, because that is where a lot of breast cancer can come from, is again that clog and stagnation of lymph nodes in your armpits and stuff can cause a lot of breast cancer. And that's the whole thing about doing deodorant that has aluminum in it. That aluminum clogs up lymph nodes and it's poisonous and it can't process, and that can then turn to cancerous cells. So it's really important that you understand where these lymph nodes are and to get them moving. That's why I kept telling you, make sure you keep your arms up. I want, when you are exercising, make sure your arms are up in the air, because you want those lymph nodes all under there. You want them to start moving around and cleaning up that grudge. The other big area we have a lot of lymph nodes is in the groin area. Now, there's still lymphatic vessels that go all out, and you can see in the image, but I want you to think your tonsils, you know, your back throat area, and all lymph nodes underneath the arm, totally underneath the arms, and then in the groin area, all in your upper groin area are lymph nodes. So you definitely want to, when you're moving, to move your legs, to lift them legs up. Even if you're in the bed, turn on your side, lay on your side, and take one leg and just lift it up and down. You know, just you lift it up while you breathe. Go like 10 times and then just hold that leg up in the air. Put your, say if you're taking your right leg up, then take your right arm around and hold it up in the air and do fire breaths where you breathe in and out through your nose real fast, like 10 times. In and out, in and out, in and out. Really good. Those are good things that are great for your lymphatic system, that breathing. And also, too, there's a lot of lymph fluids and stuff all around the lungs. So the breathing is a very important exercise. And there's information in here about that. So, and also the lymphatic system is also a key player in regulating the body's immune system. So, because it's comprised of a large network of tissues and organs responsible for ridding toxins. Remember, its primary job is to transport the lymph, which is an infection-fighting fluid that circulates throughout the body. Those extra 3 liters. So, the lymphatic vessels connect to the lymph nodes, which is where they filter, the lymph is filtered. So, there are about approximately 600 lymph nodes in the human body, located in the tonsils, groin, spleen, and armpits. So it's just important that we keep our lymphatic system healthy. And also sometimes when things go awry in our body, sometimes it's hard to know exactly where it is because there's so many of them. But one of the most important reasons they say for stagnation of the circulatory fluids that cause high blood pressure is that we're just not keeping it open. And we have to understand that both the circulatory system and the lymphatic system branch out from centralized large vessels into teeny tiny capillaries, at which point nutrients are dropped into tissues and cells and then picked up again for a return trip. At this point, an uptake between systems, between the circulatory and lymphatic system, take place. And what was in the blood becomes the lymph, and what was in the lymph now becomes the blood. So it's important that we just keep our lymphatic system, you know, clean and open, and make sure that the toxins are taken out. So, they both are very susceptible to sludge, but the lymph is particularly vulnerable to the sludge. It is the main port of egress for gross gunk that accumulates from bed, living, and eating. So we change our eating and living habits, we can do tremendous support for our lymphatic system. So one of the things I will be recommending here, nutrition, base nutrition. And I have some recommendations for nutritional products. And I know you say, well, I eat good, this and that. A lot of what we eat, and you continue to eat good. I'm not going to tell you not. But our soil are very depleted. So we're not getting the real amount of nutrients we need. And that's why the supplements. It's not really to sell or to make money. This, for me, this is like so real. Because my mom has been for the past 7 years with, you know, dementia, Alzheimer's. And I've had to take over her health. They didn't expect that she would even be around nearly this long. Because she has 9 stents in her, high blood pressure, diabetes. And at one time she was really overweight. And right now, her main thing, her blood pressure is still high, but it's like 140 compared to before. It regularly stayed between 186 and 210. Now her blood pressure is like between 120 and 140. That's like such a huge difference for us. Oh my gosh. She lost a lot of weight, even though that wasn't good because her thyroid was totally off. She had lost a whole bunch of weight real quick. But it's through the supplements and nutrition that I got that weight regulated. And the diabetes, that's been for a few years now. And that really has not been an issue. You know, her numbers stay at 95 before she take medicine and after she eats. So I had to stop giving her medicine because it's just dropping her too low. So this is real, but now it's several things I did. You know, I did go to a much more organic diet we're doing. I do still have to increase the exercise because sometimes it's just so much getting through a day. But I have to make sure I'm exercising her, not just her walking around, but that I'm exercising her and myself. And the supplements, really help, especially after the surgery. So I'm really asking everyone to commit to a nutrition-based supplement that I'll recommend. And each person I'll do differently. It all depends because I don't just prescribe to one thing. I don't think everything works for everybody. It, you know, all depends where you are. I really like we have a 90 for a life program with Soul Purpose and Longevity. It's phenomenal. And I definitely think the 90 for life is definitely best, especially for those of you who are on a lot of meds. If you're on a lot of meds and you have your diabetes, your high blood pressure, they have things that are just directly support that. The osteo is great for the bones and all, but it is also great for high blood pressure and the diabetes and all. To really do this regimen, the 90 for life, I really recommend, especially for those of you that are on a lot of meds. And it also, too, if you're on the meds, we're going to talk about certain cleansing. You want to do like a liver cleanse about once or twice a year. You want to do a deep liver cleanse. Now, there are cleansing we're going to talk about with the diet, how you can kind of still keep the liver flush in a diet. But you need that deep cleansing because the accumulation of so many medicines, that's what they do. They pass through your liver. That you do need to do a deep cleansing once or twice a year. It depends on how many meds and all you're taking. And again, I'm into journaling. So you want to journal, kind of see how things go, and then you can measure, do I need more or less? You know, you can kind of see, because you're journaling, how you're feeling, what's impacting, and what's the differences. And then you get the feel. The better you get the feel for yourself and how your body reacts, the better communication you can make with your healthcare professional, and it really helps you in your choices and different things through eating and everything. But I'm definitely going to recommend a nutrition. So we have... we have Lavelle Thrive Program, which is phenomenal. It is excellent for the person on a go. If you on a go, you're always at work. Yeah, really don't like it being a mixing and all. And if you're into fitness, you work out, you're supposed to work out. And you're not necessarily on a whole lot of meds or anything, but you just, you know, you're not doing your best. You're not quite eating right. You're not moving like you should be doing. And all we do is just get older and, you know, you're not, don't feel quite up to par mentally, you know, you need the influx of a good base nutrition, and the Thrive is phenomenal. Everything is individually packed. So even if you don't have time to do it in the morning, snatch it up, take it with you. You just need your bottle for your juice or water. Your pills are individually packed. There's a mix that, now if you want to use it for your weight loss and all, you can use it as a meal replacement, but that is really not the purpose. It is a probiotic. It's a whole digestive mix. So it's really to work and all for your digestive system, to get your digestive system in shape so that it can absorb the nutrients that you are putting in the body. So they gave you the pills, but it needs to be, your body needs to be able to really absorb the nutrients. It's more than just putting stuff in. It's like, can my body absorb it? So these are other conditions, you know, once you put it in your mouth, even if it's life given, is my body going to best absorb it? And these are things that impact when you eat, what food combinations, and all these different things impact your body ability to absorb various things. So, Thrive is the other great program. So these are the two core nutrition programs. I really work on 90 for Life, which I feel is great and all. And then it's Thrive. So some of it is based off of, it could be physically. And then some of it is just the way you move. You know, what is going to be, you know, let's just get realistic. What's going to work best for you? Now, even though with the 90 for Life takes more mixing, but what I did, because there's just can be so much, I did for my mom. I'll take a big jug and I'll mix it for the week. I'll do a week's worth, mix everything up, and then I just go pour as I need. If you're going out, you just, you know, pour it in your container, take your on and go container with you and take it with you as you need. You know, if I made some adjustments with certain things, because she just not, you know, like it's hard to get her to swallow the omega threes. But, you know, what I do now is I do hemp seeds 3 times a day, sprinkling on her food. I grace her with, you know, hemp seeds is like the really perfect protein, as well as the perfect ratio of omega 3 to 6 to 9. So, you know, there are variations of things and all that we do. And we, you know, you work with what you work, who you work with. And then there are other people I know that they prefer to take the pill over dealing with, they don't want to deal with the hemp seeds. So, you know, it's whatever works, what works for you. We just want to get you healthy. So again, you can call me at 877-552-7012. If you told me that I was listening to Soul Purpose Tuesday in the first quarter blitz, I will do a complimentary self-care survey for you. That value's at $90. I will do a complimentary self-care survey for you if you call in and you tell me this. And you have to do it by January 25th, 2018. I will do you a complimentary consultation. And so we have to set up a time, schedule time where you have at least an hour to set aside. Because there, you know, it's a lot of questions and all. I'm going to need to go back and forth. Then we're going to evaluate you. Then we're going to make, you know, specific recommendations. But again, if you come over to Walk in Wellness and you click on what I've learned, it's called the hamburger. But those are those 3 lines up there. If you see it, if you didn't know, like I did, the 3 lines that you click on that shows the menu. You see it on your mobile phone, and it's even on a desktop now. Like, you know, everybody, instead of having the menu across, you know, just got the 3 lines and you click on it. That's the menu.
It's called a hamburger symbol. But if you click on the hamburger symbol, you will see in our description where it lists all the different, you know, programs that we, you know, what we feel programs and tools that we access. So that's one that's going to get our nutrition going. As far as moving, I told you got the mix of videos, the rebounder, and we, you know, we'll suggest different type of rebounders, but you want to get a rebounder and exercise from your rebounder. They said that's really excellent for the lymphatic system. If you can't get a rebounder, there are like so many exercises there to do. You just have to keep moving. But again, remember everywhere that your groin is and make sure you're moving those areas. Do your neck exercises and all to make sure you're moving the lymph nodes in that area. Make sure you're moving your arms. You just want everywhere where those lymph nodes are, you want to make sure that you are moving those areas. That's probably the one consistent thing I can tell you. But yeah, I'm going to get a rebounder. You know, I researched, I learned, I'm sharing with you, and I'm going to follow this myself too. I'm definitely following a program. So I'm not just telling you this. I'm going to be stuck at it. And not just because I did stuff for my mom. I'm good for everyone else, but I'm doing this for myself. I make sure I'm focusing on my lymphatic system and that I'm moving myself as well as my mom all through this first quarter. And I'm just excited to see the difference. And then I'm going to commit to a nutrition for myself. Not just for her. I did it for her. I recommend for everybody else, but I am going to do the nutrition for myself. And I'm doing the Thrive. The other thing I didn't tell you what's so cool about the Thrive is they got this called Dermafusion technology. It's a patch. Not only are they just fly and so fashionable, Thrive is just so fashionable. So you can get pink, you can get like, but they got a nutrition patch, okay, that delivers at a steady rate nutrition into your system. Come on. Like, yes. I am so on it. I am so on it. So, you know, that works for me. It's better to me because I'm not going to necessarily mix and all and, you know, I know me. But so, for me, the Thrive is going to work for me, nutrition-wise. But also, too, my oils. I'm getting into the oils. But we'll talk about oils in March. We'll get more into the oils and see what oils support the lymphatic system. Because through the longevity, you know, you have access to everything. And we're going to talk about telehealth care. So if you really want like kind of one-on-one with a doctor without necessarily having to go in and having to pay a copay every time you see the doctor, but you want to be able to call, guess what? I bumped my toe this and that. If you want those kind of person and you want that, like I would like that, especially for my mom, because it's one thing for yourself, but you know, when you're taking care of someone else who can't communicate the way they used to, you know, and you're just really trying to guess what's going on with them. I just constantly always want reassurance. So, but we have our telehealth care too. We have just great things. So where you can actually subscribe to a doctor that works with you, you know, through your mobile phone, you can contact them and have, you know, one-on-one sessions. You know, you can explain to them various things to go on. But this is not in replace of a primary care doctor. Understand that. So, but you know, that we'll talk about later, but the recommendation now is a base nutrition program to move. And then, let me give you a lip licking recipe. Okay. What's good? Good, good. How many people like greens? All right. Well, you do greens. I did a mix of collard and kale for the holidays. I don't cook my greens long and I do not use any meat. So what I just do is get organic greens. I buy my greens organic. I do whole foods. Okay, that's the other thing too. If you want more organic foods, you want access to organic foods, you want them for less. We have a Thrive Market, which is different. Like the Thrive Nutrition is part of the Lavelle brand. But there's a Thrive Market. So you can join your Thrive Market right now. We have 25% off your first purchase and free shipping. So just come near, click onto it. It'll also be part of, it's going to be on the recommendations in the blog post. So you can just click there and you'll get that discount. And you'll be able to get really good standard organic products. They got the best blogs ever. You think I'm giving good information? They really give you some good information, recipes, and all various type of things. So this way, if you don't have access, like if you can't get to the Whole Foods, if you know, it depends on where you live. I'm in the city in Philly. Here in Philly, you know, a lot of stuff is accessible to us, but that's not necessarily for everyone. And then to be honest, oh my gosh, my dog food is like $6-7 cheaper per bag at Thrive. If I just take that alone per month, that $7 savings per month, what I spend on that one dog food a bag, it makes my, it pays for the membership plus. And I'm still saving because I, but you know, other things to know too, I use Instacart for Whole Foods because I don't really drive, get around, and it's hard with my mom, and then still having my mom in the market with me. I'm the only one that takes care of her. So having her in the market with me can be hellified. So I use Instacart with Whole Foods, but, just imagine Thrive, everything is shipped to you. It's just that they don't, you know, you're not going to get your meats and things and all like that. But they ship it. When you spend over a certain amount, your shipping is free. So it's convenient. It's easy. But you are getting the brands, especially if you don't live in an area that has where you have access to these. And I know a whole lot of areas. I know when I travel, when I go down south, even when I go to D.C., I don't also have access to the Whole Food options I'm used to having access to when I'm in Philly. So if you are, don't worry about it. You can, you know, connect with the Thrive Market, try it out with your 25% off and free shipping. Really like it, you know, join it. And just continue to save on quality foods. So, yeah, that's it. So, you know, the recipe I'm gonna give you, like I said, is greens. Just make yourself some, get some organic greens, and I know there are farmer markets, Whole Foods, there's different places. You know, do your best. If you can't get your organic greens, then just get you some kale and collards. Make sure you wash them well. Make sure you get a good vegetable wash. And again, because they're not organic, you don't know the soil that they were in, so they may not be as nutritious. But like I said, we're just trying to get in the habit. I want you to use get some walnut oil. Get your onions. I like red onions, but your green onions are good. If you like onions, if you like mushrooms, get portobello mushrooms. Tomatoes definitely are always great. Some ginger, fresh ginger, grate some fresh ginger. And what I do, I just layer my greens. And I use a pinch of baking soda to make sure that they're tender. So you know, you wash your greens, you cut them up. I don't cut mine up real small, but it's up to you how you like them. But I do a layer, and I'll put my onions and green peppers, and if you want mushrooms and tomatoes, I put all that on. And then I sprinkle some, you know, I put my water first, and in my water I put sea salt. I only use Himalayan sea salt. And I'll put a touch of some walnut oil. Then I'll pour a little oil on top. If you like stuff a little sweet, I'm a sweet person. I only use organic stevia, sugar, no calories, doesn't spike the glycemic level. I might sprinkle a little sugar there. Then put some more greens on. And then a layer of some more onions and green peppers and the garlic and or I use ginger. You can use garlic or ginger, whatever you prefer. Ginger is considered more healthier. That's on Dr. Sebi's list. So our framework we use is between paleo and Dr. Sebi's. So that's the reference points we come from. So ginger is on Dr. Sebi's list, but not on Dr. Garlic isn't. So, but you can shred a little of your ginger, do a little of your oil, put it on. Also, you can use the turmeric. if you use turmeric, make sure that you are doing, you're using turmeric along with walnut oil and black pepper or cayenne pepper. You need those to mix with the turmeric. Don't do the turmeric by itself, because the liver is going to better process the turmeric if you use it with those things. So, yep. So that's just layer your greens. Put them on a low heat. You can make your water hot at first. Put the greens in, turn it down to low. Let them simmer 20 minutes. Depending on how much you cook in 20, definitely no more than 30 minutes. 30 minutes is going to overcook. But 20, maybe 25 minutes, your greens, they're going to be delicious. Taste great. No animal fat, but you do get your essential fatty acids. That's the one thing you're going to read about. One way that says good for the lymphatic system are EFAs, which are essential fatty acids. So those fatty vitamins and all, not the saturated fats. So that is what you're going to find in your walnut oils, your grapeseed oils, coconut oils. You're going to get that. So you don't need butter, and you don't need definitely no vegetable oil. So we, the one food to do a no-no on, we're going to say no vegetable oil, no canola oil or corn oil. No's on that. Go over to walnut oil, grapeseed oil, coconut oil using lieu of butter. Coconut oil, you should not, don't really cook with it. Your food is hot. When it's hot, then you put your coconut oil on it. You can put it in your coffee, your teas and all. But you want to use it more like butter. Don't cook with it. They say you can cook a medium heat, but it's best to keep it in its purest form and most beneficial. Don't cook with it. I will put it on my foods and all after they're done. When it's almost done, in order not to like cook out those nutrients. But yeah, so stay away from the vegetable oils and high fructose corn syrup. See how many things they're in. See how much things. Start just reading the label and see how many things you have that have high fructose corn syrup in it and soy. Just monitor that. Just start to monitor that. And I'm curious, you see how much of things that you're absorbing has soy and high fructose corn syrup in the ingredients. Just an observation. So, that's that. And those are our recommendations. Again, you come on over to walkinwellness.com. You can find your link to everywhere. It's soulpurpose.walkinwellness.com. You can go to longevity.walkinwellness.com. We have thrivemarket.walkinwellness.com. So, the Walk in Wellness, wherever we're pointing you to, and definitely thrive.walkinwellness.com. The Thrive will get you to all the different Thrive products. And if, you want to talk, you want to learn a little bit more, just, please call me at 877-552-7012. This is exciting. I'm excited about the year. I'm excited that I finally got this show off and I'm going to get ready to tune out. But we're going to play a few hits because a couple things we didn't play. So what we're going to do, we're going to go first to Intelligence, I'm a Movement. So just think of this, guys, your movement. Even if it's just you all by yourself, you're a movement, you're making a movement, just your first quarter blitz and you getting healthy, you walking in wellness, you're a movement. And then we're going to close out on Chris Blues from The Voice, Humanity. Again, remember, support our artists, support our artists, support our artists. Put them on your playlist. Come over to walkinwellness.com. Read the blog. Follow, you got your playlist for your exercise, your video playlist for exercising. You got your music playlist to listen to share, and to add to on Spotify. And then all your good information that you can go back and refer to and all your recommendations. Again, don't forget to win yourself a 2-year planner. Be one of the first 3 people to comment on any of our platforms. Just comment on this radio show wherever you are. Wherever you hear it, make a comment. Be one of the first three people to comment, and you will win a 2018-2019 Inspirational Checkbook Planner. So to all I speak, peace and love, and get up and move now.
I made it to the top and I'm never coming down. They wanted me to flop, but instead I run the town. I'm rolling in a drop, I'm headed for the clouds. Hit them haters yelling stop, I continue with the rounds. I'm reaching for the yacht, stepping in battlegrounds. I deserve to feel the knock, opportunity pound. And you can listen or just watch. Promise you I'm astounding, give them everything I got. And watch the plan from underground. Now wait, you really trying to tell me I ain't freshmanology? No gimmick, no ghosts and no apologies. Or better yet, no smoke, just terminology. But see, I get it, it's my biology. Prophecy over probably, quality over quantity. Harmony when I'm zoning, philosophizing. Logically, consciously, I'm dividing the lines. From the arteries, audibly, I'm controlling the flow. It's all eyes on me, and best believe that I'm predetermined to win. Ayy, and I'm back at it again. In the final second, I elevate in my direction. Leave them to wonder why they ever second guess me. They never recognize a queen. They never saw that I was backed by a king. So my arrival is more than what it seems, and my survival is more than what it means. I listen to them close and they wonder if I lose. See, I'm watching as I'm watching like I have a choice to choose. And I was born to win, born to be amused. And when the dust settles, rose petals feather when they bloom. Now, riddle me who? Intelligence on the move. I know you're sleeping, but leaping is what I do. And I leave them with a few of them iller thoughts for you to sum. I'm the one who's real, my inner killer will mirror none. We've been overdue, and now I'm running over you. The lack of women in the game is something that I'm over to. Get over you if you refuse to see the news, cause I'm over being divided and blindsided over truth. Feet in the young, understand I will ever do. 30 to life of being gifted, I supply the truth. Look in the light, I know you blinded by the cues, but I'm hoping that you're soaking in decoding. It's all eyes on me, and best believe that I'm predetermined to win. Ayy, and I'm back at it again. In the final second, I elevate in my direction. Leave them to wonder why they ever second guess me. They never recognize a queen. They never saw that I was backed by a king. So my arrival is more than what it seems, and my survival is more than what it means. I'm a movement.